Hello. In today's episode of Good Deeds, we are with one of our favorite folks from the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, Amy Harriet Miller. Hello.
Hi, Nanette. How are you doing?
Well, it is a great day when I can talk to you. You're probably one of the busiest women in the philanthropy world. I want to talk about the anniversary that the Mahappy's celebrating and the party on the plaza. Tell us all about it.
Wonderful. So yes, this is our 60th anniversary year of the Mahaffey Theater, and we've been doing things all throughout the year in celebration, but we have something very special on May 3rd, which is Cheap Trick. Bill Edwards has worked with Cheap Trick and Robin Zander for many years, and so this is kind of like a come full circle moment for him. I think it's going to be spectacular. There'll be a pre-party show with the radio station in our lower atrium, party favors and fun things before the show. And then later in the week on May 6th, that's the real anniversary of the 60-year anniversary of the Mahaffey Theater. And then we've got more things planned for the fall that I will reveal later. And then this coming Sunday, we have a Jimmy Buffett-themed party on the plaza. It's Sunday, April 6th, 4 to 7. Kind of like the happy hour of the day, meant to be Sunday fun day, super casual, Jimmy Buffett theme. There'll be cheeseburgers in Paradise area and also margaritas, of course. We have major sponsors, Egan Painting and Labrador Primary Care Center, as well as WUSF, NPR, and TVMOR. So the party is going to have lounge chairs. You can bring your own beach chairs or blankets or whatever you want to do. The doors open at 4. There's a DJ, and then the band goes on at 5, and they play up until 7. We're going to have several food trucks. We're going to have sauce and wings, belly street food, which is basically burgers and smash burgers and Philly steaks, and then Nikki's Sweet Shops, and a whole lot more. We're expecting around 500-600 people, hopefully more. We'll have beach balls and party favors and a 50-50 raffle. The cost is $100 for a VIP member. Full price VIP is $125. If anyone's interested in becoming a member to get the discount, you can just call 300-2000 and talk to anyone on my member concierge team. And then the general admission tickets are $35, and you can get them day of at the box office window, or you can buy them in advance online.
You know, Amy, let's talk about how this supports the programming at the Mahaffey Theater, the Class Acts Youth Educational Performance Series, which of course allows students in Tampa Bay to experience the performing arts. This is a good deed, have fun Sunday. Tell us a little bit about Class Acts and how this supports what is going on.
Thank you for bringing that up. It is a benefit concert, and it's a very affordable one, in my opinion. And all the proceeds are going to go to main stage and educational programming. Some people, when they hear the word programming, they don't really know what that means. And for us, it's everything you see on the stage, and it also includes the things we do for children. And we do two types of field trips for children every year, serving around 35,000 school children so that they have access to the performing arts. And in that program, which we call Class Acts, it's free. And anyone who even can't afford to get here, which is most of them, I have to say, we actually do transportation scholarships. So that program is quite costly. And we're always raising money for that so we can continue to provide access to performing arts.
That's just wonderful. And, you know, honestly, we have had Kaylee in to talk and other people in to talk about the wonderful summer camps that are going on. Legally Blonde, the youth musical, is going on. Amy, tell us a little bit about your job. I mean, you really are, how shall I say, the angel.
Cheese and bottle washer?
Yeah, that too. But I've, you know what? They're very, very elegant bottles.
Well, thank you very much. I do wear many hats. I mean, obviously, I run the day-to-day operations of the foundation. I build the team, and I manage the team in the day-to-day. I manage several of our consultants. I'm responsible for PR, marketing, government affairs. I'm involved in the grant writing. And of course, I oversee our membership director and our special events coordinator and our education department of one. And then I work very closely with Bill on a daily basis, just keeping things moving forward. There's never a dull moment right now. This past whole week, we've had dance recitals here. So there are hundreds of ballerinas in the building right now and have been all week. And then this venue gets about more than 300 events in it per year. And then about 125 of those are main stage acts. And I'd say about 25 of them are special events for the foundation. So the sole purpose of the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts is to raise money for the programming at the Mahaffey Theater. And that basically means we raise the money to pay the artist on the stage. And that's for everyone. That's adult programming and youth programming alike.
You know, you have started some you have made this such an immersive, fun, entertaining experience. Let's talk about the Mahaffey Leading Ladies. This is a vibrant group of philanthropic women who are passionate about supporting the arts and keeping the Mahaffey Theater as the cornerstone for culture and education. These are the kinds of things you've brought to us. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to create an auxiliary or an affinity group, whatever you want to call it, for several years now, and I finally got it off the ground. And within 2 months, we had raised nearly $500,000. Their proceeds or dues go directly towards the kids' programming. One of the ladies in the Mahaffey Leading Ladies, who shall remain anonymous, did a $200,000 matching campaign. And I think we are about $155,000. So we just have a little ways to go to get that match. And I think it's going swimmingly. So if there's any other ladies out there that love children and want to help us continue to provide access to the performing arts for children and underserved children, all they have to do is give me a call, and we have information about it that I can share, and then they can come to an event and check it out. The program as it stands runs September through May. We just had our last BAM Fest of the season on Monday. It was fantastic. We partnered with the Imagine Museum and created and Great Explorations on that one. And then there's 4 live shows left for the year. We have Kids Logic, Jack Hartman, which is very fun, Let's Go Science Show, and on May 6th, Junie B. Jones, the musical Junior. That'll end the season there on May 6th, which ironically is the 60th anniversary of the Mahaffey Theater.
You know, it's incredible. First of all, I do love the Mahaffey. Of course, I had the opportunity to work with Bill and the team there. It's just miles beyond where it was. And, you know, you even do like a coffee and connections spotlight. Networking is big. Tell me a little bit about this program, and does it continue every month, Amy?
Yes, I created a series called the Member Mingle Series, and basically the coffee, we would alternate a coffee event, and then the following month we would do a happy hour with jazz. The coffee event evolved into something that became more of a networking event, so that's free and open to the public, and we have a coffee sponsor, which is Caldi Coffee. We couldn't do it without them, and it's just, I encourage people to bring your business cards and meet new people or meet friends. We get everybody's there. We get retirees. We get working people. We get people who just want to meet friends. And at each of those coffee events, we feature one of our corporate members to give them some extra recognition. So this last one, we had Leadership Rigor Virtual Academy with Erica Pietler. And she's written 2 books that she gave away to every attendee of the event on that Wednesday. And then the next member mingle, if you choose to become a member, we'll be doing that on Wednesday, April 30th. They're 5 to 7, and then we have a jazz music in the lounge. And again, all the drinks are free, and you get to enjoy a jazz band. But that one is members only.
Well, thank you, Amy, so much for joining us today. Hats off to Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, and in your case, chapeau off. I mean, you're always like the amazing fashionista. making everything that goes on at Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts more stylish and also more accessible. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners of this segment of Good Deeds, Amy?
Yeah, I want to bring up the fact that we have a gorgeous restaurant with the most beautiful view in all of downtown St. Pete. And I wanted to clarify that that we are open only on the nights of a show. So if you see a show on our website, the restaurant will be open for that always. We're just not open for lunch or brunch, just open on the nights of a show so that you can have the dinner and a show experience. And while you're there, you will enjoy the gorgeous moon sculpture that was made by Luke Jerram, and you can read more about it when you get here. But we also have, with our partnership with the Imagine Museum, we have art for sale all over the second floor that just beautifies the theater even more, but it's also for sale, and proceeds go back to the artist who made the art, and some of the proceeds go to the foundation, thanks to Trish Duggan and everyone at the Imagine Museum.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Folks, please check out the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts.org website. It'll give you all the information for membership. And Amy, we thank you so much. Amy Harriet Miller, the president of the foundation, thanks so much for all the good deeds you do.
Thank you so much. And please, everybody, consider joining. We consider this your theater, and to keep it going and sustained and keep the lights on, we need all the membership revenue we can get. That's the mainstay of our revenue, and that's what helps us keep the lights on.
Thank you so much, and congratulations, Bill Edwards, on the 60th anniversary of the Mahaffey Theater. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Annette. Bye-bye.